안녕하세요.
Hello everyone.
안녕하세요. Hello everyone. 현우선 here.
안녕하세요. This is 경은.
And you're listening to Talk to me in Korean. Today, before we begin our lesson, we have two special guests to introduce.
Yes, I'm really, really happy.
I'm happy too because I don't have to share this studio only with you.
Me too. I'm really, really happy, you know.
Really nice people who will be nice to me. Unlike you are here. So, 경은.
네.
Who do we have here?
We have really beautiful girl here and handsome guy here.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. What's the name of that beautiful girl? What's she called?
Soyeon.
Soyeon.
You can call Sunny.
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 Okay. Soyeon or Sunny.
And we have
James.
James.
If you remember. Yeah, 준석.
Yeah.
준석 is his Korean name. If you remember from the previous episode of TalkToMeInKorean.com, we had an interview with James.
네.
So, Soyeon and James are here. Hi, Soyeon.
안녕하세요.
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 Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I know a lot of people, a lot of our listeners have been waiting for your appearance on the show.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
Oh, I guess.
I saw the comments. People were waiting, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you for coming today.
Yeah, thank you.
And we also have James again.
안녕하세요, 안녕하세요. James입니다.
Hi, James. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So, James, can you introduce what we're going to learn in this lesson?
Sure. In this lesson, we're going to have a look at the expressions 있어요 and 없어요.
And what do they mean?
있어요, it means have, and 없어요, it means doesn't have or don't have.
Okay, great.
But 있어요 and 없어요 has the meaning of exists and doesn't exist.
Okay, so in English, you would have to use these two types of expressions. But in Korean, you can just use 있어요 and 없어요 for everything. So it's very convenient. So, 경은, what is the first expression again?
있어요.
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 And it comes from the verb 있다.
있다.
So it basically means to have, to be. In Korean, 있다 means both to be and to have.
Yes, right.
So James, how would you tell if this 있어요 means to have or to exist?
I think you can determine what it means by what we are talking about.
Exactly. Just looking at the context, you can see it very clearly. And at the same time, sometimes it means both.
Right, you're exactly right.
For example, if I have this sentence saying, I have a sister, it can also be replaced by the sentence, there's a sister in my family.
Exactly.
There's a sister in my family. It sounds a little bit weird, but it kind of makes sense. But in Korean, it is the same sentence that you say.
Exactly.
Sister, a younger sister, for example, is 여동생 for your reference. 여동생. And I say this expression, 있어요. 여동생 있어요. I mean, I have a sister. There's a younger sister in my family. So it can mean both.
네, 맞아요.
Exactly. So 있어요 means to have or to be. And in English, if you want to say to not have, to not exist, don't have, don't exist, you have to add this don't or not, these words. But in Korean, you can say 있어요 in a negative sentence, but we have a separate word for to not exist, to not have. What is it, Soyeon?
없어요.
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 And it comes from the verb
없다.
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 So if you look up your Korean dictionary, 없다 is the word you will find, and you use the form 없어요 in normal, polite Korean sentences.
Yeah.
없어요.
없어요.
So, Soyeon, what do you not have? 뭐가 없어요?
남자친구 없어요.
Well, that was a very good but real example sentence that James made you say.
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
That means I don't have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Which is very sad.
Well, sometimes having a boyfriend can be a headache. So,
sure.
So, 있어요 and 없어요 are quite simple, right? 있어요, 없어요.
Yeah.
Let's say them a few times more slowly. 있어요.
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 And the opposite is?
없어요.
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 So, why don't we look at some examples?
잠깐만, 형. We have to explain to the listeners beforehand that you have to put what you have or what you don't have in front of 있어요 or 없어요.
You know what? I was kind of waiting for you to say that. So, James, please introduce some examples then.
Okay. So, 경은 누나.
네.
In Korean, how do you say water?
It's 물. 물.
물. So how would I say there is water in Korean?
You can say 물 있어요. 물 있어요.
물 있어요.
물 있어요.
물 있어요.
Wow, James, you can speak Korean very well. You are better than Hyunwoo, I think.
So this sentence, 물 있어요, this also means water exists, or I have water, or they have water. In Korean, you can just simply drop off the noun and say 물 있어요 rather than saying I have water. So let's quickly look at some other examples. 경은 누나, how do you say friend in Korean?
친구, 친구.
친구.
Yeah, 친구.
Okay, and how would I say I have friends?
친구 있어요. 친구 있어요.
친구 있어요. That also means I have a friend or there are friends. And what about time?
시간. 시간.
시간. And how would I say I have time?
시간 있어요. 시간 있어요.
시간 있어요. That also means there is time and they have time, right?
Yeah, right.
Great.
Okay, great examples, James and Kyungun. Now, Soyeon and I are going to take it from here. So, you said 물 있어요, 친구 있어요, 시간 있어요, right? So, the three examples were 물 있어요,
there is water,
친구 있어요,
I have friends,
시간 있어요,
I have time.
And now, there's a quick tip for making these sentences into questions. It's quite easy. It's one of the beauties of the Korean language. It's quite easy to make questions. Unlike I had to have a headache whenever I wanted to make a question in English when I was learning it for the first time. So, in Korean, if you want to make 물 있어요 into a question form, Soyeon, what do?
You just say 물 있어요?
Right. So you just raise the tone at the end of the sentence and it becomes a question. So 물 있어요 is a statement. And Soyeon, what is the question again?
물 있어요? It's a question form.
Exactly. So 물 있어요? 물 있어요. Right?
Yeah, right.
Soyeon.
네?
친구 있어요?
네, 친구 있어요.
진짜? 친구 네. 있어요?
네, 있어요.
You really have friends?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Soyeon, 시간 있어요?
네, 시간 있어요.
시간 있어요?
네, 시간 있어요.
Okay, I'm glad you have a lot of time.
오빠, 시간 있어요?
No, I don't have any time. 시간 없어요 for you.
네.
Okay, now that I just mentioned 없어요 in my sentence, let's look at some more examples for 없어요. So James, what was the word for time in Korean again?
시간.
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 Do you have time? 시간 있어요?
시간 없어요.
Oh, too bad. I was going to invite you to a very exciting party. 시간 없어요?
Oh, in that case, 시간이 있어요.
Wow, you just canceled everything else?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm glad that you have 시간 있어요. Okay, then let's go later. And now, what is the Korean word for a friend?
친구.
And how would you say in a sad way that you don't have friends?
친구 없어요.
친구 없어요. You know, in Korean, you make the sound 엉엉엉 when you want to say sob, you know.
엉엉엉.
엉엉엉.
That sounds more like 멍멍멍, like a dog.
No, it sounds very sad. S-O-B.
Oh, you okay?
When I text message someone, I write 엉엉엉. And that means S-O-B.
Symbolizes.
Yeah. That means I'm crying.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, it's funny two guys sound like sob, 엉엉엉. It's really funny.
You think it's too cute for me, right? All right, enough about 있어요 and 없어요 for now. And since our lesson number 9 talked about 있는 이가, the confusing, the important topic marking particles and subject marking particles, we promised our listeners that we would have a lot of reviews in the later lessons, and here you are. So with these sentences, with the sample sentences that we used previously, for example, 시간 있어요, 친구 있어요, you can apply those topic marking particles and subject marking particles to make the nuance of those sentences completely different. So we'll look at some examples. So James, what was I have time?
시간 있어요.
시간 있어요.
Yes.
So James,
yes.
If I said 시간은 있어요, 시간은 있어요, using the topic marker,
right?
What would you think I mean?
I would think that you're, one, implying that you have time, but nothing besides time. Mm-hmm. Meaning you have no other resources,
uh-huh.
Or you have time and you don't want to spend any of that time with me.
Exactly. Whether it is the former or the latter, I'll leave it up to you to decide. In order to avoid any confusion, any misunderstanding, I would just say 시간 있어요.
Right.
And I would just mean I have time. I'm not adding any other meaning to that sentence. So that is the difference between 시간 있어요 and 시간은 있어요. And how would I say I don't have time?
시간 없어요.
And if I say 시간은 없어요, what would I mean?
That means I have other things, but time is one thing I don't have.
Exactly. So, James, one more question. If I say 시간 없어요, what do I mean?
You mean I don't have any time.
Exactly. And what if I say 시간이 없어요? Instead of using the topic marker 시간은 없어요, if I use the subject marker 시간이 없어요, what do I mean?
Okay, so when you say that, I think you're saying time. Time is what I don't have, which could be used as an answer to something such as, why have you not been showing up these days? Or why have you been so busy?
Exactly. I am blaming the lack of time for my lack of activities, right?
Exactly.
Social activities. So, 시간이 없어요, right? So, it is the subject. It is the center of my blame. So we've looked at 있어요 and 없어요, and also we did a little review on 있는 이가. So I think that's it for today.
Sounds like it's time to go to that party, right?
파티 없어요.
파티 없어요?
There's no party, no such thing.
Oh.
Because 친구 없어요.
친구 없어요?
There's no one to invite.
Jung, you have me.
Oh.
I am your friend.
Okay, now 친구 있어요.
한 명 있어요.
No, I have Soyeon and Kyungun here staring at me. So I have 친구 있어요.
현우, 재미없어요. 정말 재미없어요.
Well, speaking of that, 재미 means fun, and 재미 plus 있어요, 재미있어요, happens to be an idiomatic expression meaning to be interesting. And 재미, since 재미 is fun, if you say 재미없어요, it means it's not interesting. So 재미없어요?
네, 재미없어요.
Well, I'm not really worried because the whole world already knows that I'm not the funniest person in the world. So, Soyeon and James, thank you for joining the show today. I would love to have you on the show again.
Thanks for having me. This talk to me in Korean, 재미있어요.
Yeah, 재미있어요.
Talk to me in Korean, 재미있어요.
Okay, everyone, if you think talk to me in Korean is 재미있어요, please comment at talktomeinkorean.com.
Yeah, and here's an exemplary sentence. You can say 현우는 재미있어요, 경은은 재미없어요. Okay, so everyone, we'll see you at the website.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.